And now it's time for Back Talk, where we lift the curtain on what's happening in the Tell Me More blogosphere and get a chance to hear from you, our listeners. Lee Hill, our digital media guy, is here with me as always. Hey, Lee, what's up?
Hey, Michelle. Well, earlier this week, we brought listeners a disturbing story from Leslie Morgensteiner. She's a regular contributor to our Parenting Roundtable. Now, Leslie spoke candidly with us about being emotionally and physically abused by her first husband and how his rage and brutal beatings made her fear for her life. It's a story she details in her new memoir, Crazy Love. Here's Leslie reading an excerpt of Crazy Love.
He grabbed me and shoved me against the half-painted kitchen wall. The bowl, the pesto, the wooden spoon, one of the pasta boxes, all clattered to the floor. He grabbed my neck and started to squeeze. The water boiled over. He shoved me to the floor and paused to catch his breath, wiping his nose with the back of his hand. While he was figuring out what to do next, I picked myself up, rigatoni stuck to my palm. I grabbed my car keys off the kitchen counter and ran down the basement stairs.
Well, Michelle, shortly after that segment aired, listeners flooded our website with stories of their own. Here's Ramona.
Michelle and Leslie, I am one of the many women struggling to leave an abusive relationship. I have tried to leave before, and I always go back out of fear or love or both. I am still not sure which. I broke up again 3 weeks ago, and I hope this is the last time.
Ramona, we are thinking about you. We also received requests for advice. Please, if you find yourself in danger or in need of more information, you can call the National Domestic Violence Hotline any hour of any day at 1-800-799-SAFE. That's 1-800-799-7233. Leslie also recommends the National Sexual Assault Hotline. That number is 1-800-656-4673. And Lee, we also heard stories of survival and frustration. Here's Lisa.
I have a 2-year protective order against my abusive ex-husband. I left after he strangled me and threatened to take our 2-year-old and 11-month-old twins away so that I would never see them again. My denial was lifted, and I ran with my 3 boys. We have been divorced for 7 years now, 2 more physical abuses during this time. The last time a year ago, leaving me with 3 bulging discs in my back and a concussion. Something must be done to get the abuser to pay a consequence for their behavior. Something my ex-husband has never done, paid a consequence.
And Michelle, Lisa told me this is the first time she's ever blogged about anything. So thank you, Lisa, and thanks to all of you who were inspired to share your story. Switching gears, on Monday, we brought listeners a story out of Dallas, the story of NFL player Ryan Moats. Now, he was detained recently for running a red light, although he explained to the police officer he was rushing to the bedside of his dying mother-in-law, who did, in fact, die before he could reach her bedside. Now, the incident stirred outrage and touched off a national debate about the abuse of police power. Well, since our story aired, Officer Robert Powell, the officer involved, has resigned. Here's an excerpt of Powell's resignation note published Thursday in the Dallas Morning News. I'll read a bit of it. With a heavy heart and great sadness, I resigned from the Dallas Police Department this morning. I made the decision in hope that my resignation will allow the Dallas Police Department, my fellow officers, and the citizens of Dallas to better reflect on this experience, learn from the mistakes made, and move forward. And Michelle, at least one other motorist, the wife of another NFL player, says Powell also mistreated her during a previous traffic stop. So an internal investigation continues.
An interesting story. Lee, I understand we have a final Women's History moment on our blog.
That's right. We have the final installment of our series, Tell Me More About Women's History, on our blog. Marge Snyder of the Women's Sports Foundation tells the story of women in the world of athletics. Now, we had hoped to bring you this story on our blog on Tuesday, the final day of Women's History Month, but some technical challenges prevented that, and we're happy to bring it to you today.
Thank you, Lee.
Thank you, Michelle.
And remember, with Tell Me More, the conversation never ends. To tell us more about what you think, you can call our comment line at 202-842-3522. That number again, 202-842-3522. Please remember to leave us your name. You can also log on to our webpage where you'll find even more feedback to our segments. Go to npr.org, click on Tell Me More, and blog it out.